this is Kathleen.
And Eric.
And this is episode 122 of 30cast.
Yay.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. A lot has happened, though, in fairness.
Yeah, yeah, we did a little inadvertent summer hiatus.
Yeah.
In my plan.
Yeah.
I make no problem.
Yep.
So what's up?
But we're here now. That's the important thing.
Good point.
Good grief, what's up? I still have perennials that I've not stuck in the ground.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and for the record, yeah, they're fine sitting in the pots, but I don't know if they're going to keep their perennial magic if I haven't put them in the ground by now.
Well, if they're still going to be perennials.
Yeah, but if you don't have them in the ground, do they come back? So anybody out there who's listening who knows anything about this, if you could chime in, that would be great. Like, am I just kidding myself by sticking perennials in the ground in late July?
I say you're fine if they're still alive, but let's hear from somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. I went to an Amish or Mennonite little store, and they had these great plants outside, and of course they were on sale. However, that still was a long time ago, right? And I've kept them alive, like they're in the pots, and I'm watering them, and they're out in the sun, and they're happy in their little pots, but I have a honeysuckle thing that I wanted to plant next to the chain link fence, because chain link fences are ugly, and I want to, like, you know, zhuzh it up a little. Mm-hmm. And something that... at this Amish market, they put in spoons upside down, and then they write on spoons what it is. And it's called Autumn Glory.
Oh, it's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, the name sounds fantastic. And, you know, if it blooms late in the season, that's kind of... it's a nice time to have blooms. It also weirdly reminded me of that, like, line from the movie Ghost. It's called Autumn Sunrise. Do you like it? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I saw Ghost really recently, and it's kind
okay.
of...
it's, I have not.
It held up well. It's pretty classic.
Yeah, it's been ages.
Yeah.
I can tell you very little about it.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 stars, would recommend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I just saw a memory. What is it? God, why can't I think of it? On Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Yeah. And it was a picture from last year of my... porch, and I was like, oh god, my plants look so much better last year. So I don't have your issue, but I have sort of regret at the plants I picked this year. I didn't do a very good job. Mm. Do my plants look bad, but my downstairs neighbor's plants look so much better. Mm. To do a better job next year, and I need to not plant so early. I need somebody to tell me and remind me that in April, when I desperately want to plant, I shouldn't.
I had one of my clients give me a piece of advice that was amazing, which is, like, don't plant anything outside until you see farmers doing it. Because their livelihood depends on it, and so they're going to be really sure that it's safe to plant, and so you can really trust that, you know, when you see the farmers planting. There are no farmers in Uptown in Chicago, so
I was gonna say, yeah, that's great advice. Not in Chicago.
I mean, I could text you, but you know.
Yeah. What's your thrifting news? Mine is like non-existent.
Well, I have been going to Reedsburg. Like, you know, when I'm in the office on Wednesdays during lunch, I'll just, like, run in and look around. Almost all the time, I'm just walking out empty-handed. I've had a couple pretty good days. I felt like the prices were a little high, but a little high is so much better than where the prices have been.
Yeah.
So I'm... they just feel like inflationary. They don't feel like robbery. So, I guess it's find of the week, can I?
Yeah.
My find of the week is a clear glass pitcher just studded with little Scotty dogs in red and black.
Oh, I saw that picture. It was adorable.
Yes.
Picture.
And, you know, Right, it's on Instagram. So if you go to I Love Thrifting, look at our Instagram account, it's on there. Ordinarily, when I get a picture for Instagram, for the ThriftyCast account, you know, I don't buy that stuff. Part of putting it on Instagram is that it's quirky, it's weird, whatever, or it's interesting. Maybe it's more than I want to pay, which this picture was. I want to say this picture was like 7 or 8. You can see the price tag in the picture. And I took the picture of it, posted it on Instagram. I was walking around the store thinking, do I need a picture? Absolutely not. Do I need that picture? Will I survive if I leave the store without it? Probably not. It was touch and go. So, against kind of my better judgment, I did pay full price for it and left with it. And it turns out I actually have kind of a nice glass pitcher collection going. I have that one with the cows and the checkers that you gave me. I have that great blue willow pattern that's not blue, but it's the pattern on embossed? Is that embossing? Whatever it is. It's on the pitcher. Yeah. So, yeah, I've got some really good pitchers going. Do I use pitchers? Not very often, but
it's a good time of year to have some lemonade or limeade going in the fridge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could use the pitchers. I could find some use for it, but right now they're just accidentally decorative.
I have one glass pitcher that I bought not that long ago, half price at my thrift, and it always has iced tea in it. It always has my Crystal Light. I feel like iced tea should be air quotes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it gets a good workout because I make it, drink it, remake it, drink it. So I have not thrifted since I got home from visiting my mom in Wisconsin. It turns out that having a full-time job really gets in the way of my thrifting.
That's unfortunate.
It is really unfortunate. I definitely have time on weekends. I've just been a little tired. And last weekend, I had personal admin that I needed to do. I had, you know, cleaning and I had shopping and I did some of that. This weekend, Eloise has a vet appointment, but I'm hoping to get some thrifting in there because I've been missing it. So I'm going to have to go back a little bit on my find of the week. So cut me a little slack. I'm going to pick for my find of the week a slightly weird item. It's a little out of season. It is a plastic bunny that I got at the Goodwill in Wisconsin. And it's cute. It's like a blow. It's small. It's not, you don't put a light in it, but it is technically a blow mold the way it was made. But it comes apart. I'll take a picture of it. I don't know if you were supposed to put candy inside of it. It feels big for that. I don't know what else you would put inside of it. I guess it could be sort of like in place of an Easter basket. I'm not sure of the concept. I didn't do any Googling. It didn't have a name or a maker or anything on it. So I don't think it's very old, but it was really cute. Yeah, I'll take a picture.
Well, it does make you wonder if it was, if you actually bought something that was a container for something else in the store. Like, I wonder if it had those plastic eggs in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be weird to have eggs in a bunny.
Well, I mean, that's the whole weird Easter fertility pagan thing, right? That's why eggs and bunnies, because it's, you know, it's fertility.
Yeah. But I'm just saying eggs inside of a bunny. It's not like they lay eggs.
Again, Easter is a holiday that is an eternal mystery, but it has to do with fertility.
Yes.
So I stand by it. I think eggs and bunnies totally belong together. I mean, you would have to throw down with the Cadbury Company if you're going to say that that's not the case.
I also got a really cute, it could be like my runner-up, a really cute little made in Czechoslovakia blue kind of art deco, very small pitcher. I guess it could be a big creamer. big creamer, small pitcher, I don't know, but really cute. And I kind of had forgotten I bought it until I got home and I unwrapped everything, because I kept things in the car, so I didn't unpack them. But I got them together.
I bet that it does have a specific use. I bet it's for, like, syrup or something.
Oh, you know what?
What?
You're probably right, because a couple of times when I was working at the antique store, there were things that I mislabeled, and they were for syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times those, and this could have had one, they had a big shaker that went with it for powdered sugar. It was like a breakfast set.
That would... Oh, that would make pancake eating next level.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It makes me want pancakes right now.
Oh, pancakes do sound good.
Yeah, I didn't eat before we started. Yeah,
me neither. This is going to cause some trouble. Let me ask, while you were up in Wisconsin, did you go to the thrift store in Barron, the super cheap one?
You sure did.
How was it when you were there?
It was good. I was sad that I didn't get to go more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have time.
Yeah.
Again, working from quote-unquote home, working remotely, ate into my thrifting time. I posted two things that I got there. I got a mixing bowl, and it was like jadeite but yellow.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cute. And then I got a little oilcloth bag. Those were posted together on Facebook. I got a couple kids' school books there. I got a little brown vase. I got some clothing. All their clothing was half off, and their clothing is $2 a piece.
Oh, wow.
Unless it's like a coat or something, then that's, you know, or boots. Those are a little more expensive. But yeah, their clothing is $2 a piece. I forget. I left with a box of things. Oh, I got three plates. I believe they're Riviera, not Harlequin. I think they're Riviera.
Is Riviera also like a Homer Laughlin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. An Art Deco-y kind of. And I got those to be saucers for things. They're square.
Mm-hmm.
They're blue and yellow. Can't remember what else I got.
I think I've gotten some pieces that may have been Riviera, but I thought they were Harlequin, because I didn't know that... I've never heard of Riviera until right now.
Yeah, I believe that's what they are. I didn't look them up, but I don't think they're Harlequin.
Okay. Yeah, I...
So they were 50 cents each. The vase, the tiny little brown vase I got, was a quarter. The school books were rather pricey at $2 for 30s school books in good shape. I mean, their books are usually a quarter, so they had specifically marked, and I'm kidding about the price, but, you know, they had marked those a little bit up, which I was happy to pay. But yeah, it was good. It was very good.
Their pricing is legendary.
It really is, and it's comical. I mean, I hope they make enough to support their food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
It out of the thrift store, and I assume that's a big part of what they're doing. I mean, I think it also exists as a service to the community.
Yeah.
The expensive thrift store, it's also just by having low prices, it's there to help people out and make it a fun shopping experience.
Yeah. There have been times where you and I have gone and just loaded down your car.
Yeah. Yeah, you can leave with a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think I took a picture of it last year, the gin bottle with the black shade with the googly eyes on it, still there.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it is reasonably priced, but it is horrible. I can't believe they haven't taken it up and just thrown it away. But it made me laugh when I saw it.
Yeah.
But it's still,
you know, somebody's going to give it a home, hopefully.
They haven't in a year.
Well, it just takes the right person to walk in, and maybe it just wasn't that right person's year to go to the Barron thrift store.
Sure.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah. Do you want to jump onto our topic?
I absolutely do.
Did someone say fashion?
I don't know. Did they?
It's a little bit weird that I don't think we've ever had an episode talking about clothes.
I know we have talked about clothes, but maybe not a whole episode.
Sure. I mean, it's come out in, like, little bits and pieces. So we have talked about clothes, but we haven't talked about clothes as sort of a discrete thing, like area of the thrift store. And it's interesting. I wouldn't say clothing is a thing I love, right? It's too broad. A thing I love would be like vintage neckties or novelty ties. Like that would be a thing I love. Mm-hmm. But, I was hoping today to just talk more, because we never directly talk about it, to really address just clothing options and sort of styling in general.
Okay. Well, I have become a much, much bigger fan of clothing at the thrift store. Mm-hmm. It is because I'm trying to be more conscious about not buying fast fashion, which is quickly made, usually made in poor conditions for workers and made with poor materials, you know, not high quality materials that will last. And that often has a detrimental impact on the environment. So I don't really want to be part of that. I don't need to be part of that. And one way that you can avoid that is by buying thrift, right? By buying stuff that has already had its impact. Mm-hmm. Environment and keeping it out of landfills and landfills. So I've definitely looked at thrift stores more for that. This year, my goal has been personally to only buy new things like bras, underwear, and shoes. Mm-hmm. I feel like for my feet, for my size foot, which is big, and for the fact that I need very, very well-made and comfortable shoes, just because I have some foot issues. I feel okay kind of setting that limit. And even then, I haven't bought shoes this year. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to set that as kind of a goal. So I've been tracking all my purchases. I love tracking things. Mm-hmm. And I haven't totally succeeded. I have bought some new things, but I've dramatically decreased it. And maybe next year I'll be at zero. Maybe the second half of the year I'll be at zero. But back to thrift store. Enough about me. Back to thrift stores.
I mean, that's directly thrift related. And I saw a YouTube video that had like, tips about thrifting. And it was a person who I kind of agreed with most of what she was saying. It was a good video. I will never find it again because it was late at night and I was just going down a rabbit hole. So I doubt I'd ever be able to find it again. But one of the things that she was saying is that she made a pledge to only thrift clothing for that year. One of the things she said that was really interesting, and again, I have not verified this, so hopefully it's accurate, but she was saying that clothing is the second biggest industry in terms of energy consumption.
Huh.
I don't know what the first one is. She didn't say, but...
I don't know. I definitely, I've heard people complain, especially people who wear plus sizes, women who wear plus sizes, you can never find stuff at thrifts. And I did feel that way years ago. I felt like anytime I ever kind of browsed the clothing section, it was so rare to find something in a 2X or a 3X. And if you did find it, it felt like it was really expensive. I don't feel that way anymore. Hmm. If you go to Goodwill where they actually organize clothing, there are whole sections of plus sizes and they're organized. You don't even have to dig through everything for them. If you go to some of the stores that I like in Chicago, the messier ones, the Village, they don't organize their clothing unless it's by color, which, not helpful when it comes to a size. Mm-hmm. But I still don't have a problem finding plus sizes. I mean, there aren't as many as, a small or a medium or maybe a large, but they're there. So, I think some of that just reflects the fact that as a society, we are bigger. And so more larger sized people donating clothes show up at the thrift store. But I definitely don't have a problem, and I don't feel like they're priced at a premium anymore.
I feel like it's different for boys because when I go to Goodwill's up here that, you know, also separate clothes by size, there's a ton of really great and interesting stuff in the medium section, great stuff in the large section, you know, a pretty good amount in the extra large. By the time you get to 2XL, which is what I wear, they are just choking on pastel St. John's Bay. Like, I don't know if big boys just spend a lot of time in the bay because that's the stuff that I tend to find. Every once in a while, I'll get lucky and there'll be a sweater I like or something like that. I will say that I will really scrutinize housewares. I will really scrutinize art. I will really scrutinize glassware. I will really scrutinize bedding. I don't spend the kind of time that I probably should in the clothing section.
I totally agree. I feel like it takes more time.
Yep.
Because of having to look at tags. You know, having to really get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And tags and then look at the condition. I feel like for whatever reason, whether it's the item or whether I'm just so much more used to looking at housewares or linens, I'm so much faster at looking at condition. Mm-hmm. I mean, picking up a glass and seeing if it's cracked or chipped is easier than looking over a dress to see if it's stained, if there are holes, if, you know, the seam is ripped out. I mean, that takes a while.
Well, one of the things that I had to kind of divorce myself from, too, is that when I was looking at the thrift store, I was looking for things that were quirky, vintage, labels, whatever, mm-hmm. which was fine when I was thin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 10 years ago, like, you know, looking at those things. I remember in our early days of thrifting, I would find these great cardigans, those like golf cardigans that had that nubby texture, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I would just see those everywhere. I would see those all the time and they would fit me. And so, I mean, I think I've had this mindset that, oh, if I'm thrifting clothes, I'm putting together this like quirky, I think that's being sort of growing up in the 80s. I think it's that thing where it's like, oh, I need to be either John Cryer or what's her name?
Andy.
Yeah, from Pretty in Pink. What, the actress's name? Why am I blanking on her name?
Oh, Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald, yeah.
The character's name is Andy.
Yes. So, you know, I think it's like, oh, it needs to look thrifted, right? Like, or it needs to look vintage, or it needs to look quirky. You know, you can, in some cases, you can find those pieces. You can find a lot of great older ties, which I was mentioning earlier. But really, just, you know, the bulk of what I wear are, you know, to work, it's like khakis, chinos, and
a nice button down
that is always plaid. I own so few things that aren't plaid, right? And in winter, like, as soon as it gets cold, I'm like, it's flannel time, you know, and I'm basking in the flannel. I don't know. I really appreciate people who can go to thrift stores and really pull out a look, but I think I need to let go of the notion that I could be one of those people. I just need to look for clothes that, you know, I enjoy, catch my eye, fit well, sturdy, etc.
Well, it would feel a little weird if you sort of pulled out a look that you're not comfortable wearing. Right? I mean, if what you usually wear are plaid flannel, plaid cotton shirts and jeans or khakis. I realize khakis are work, but, and t-shirts, and then suddenly you're like, ooh, I pulled together this bag. I mean, then it feels like a costume.
But yeah, I mean, there is a part of me that is really, really attracted to the notion of wearing psychotherapist drag. Like, you know, the cardigan and the tie, button-down shirt, the, you know, sort of like wool dress pants, and I don't know, whatever the hell kind of shoes would go with that. Probably, actually, an athletic shoe would look kind of good with that. But anyway, I digress. So, you know, there are certain, I'm not a very adventurous dresser. Like, a lot of folks out there really know how to pull a look together, you know, make it look great and sort of have a vision for those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'm one of those people, at least yet.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely if I found something that fit me well, that I was interested or kind of attracted to, or there's something about the look really appealed to me, I would totally wear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to go back to something you said before about, like, once you get up to the 2X, there aren't tons of things, and mm-hmm. there's all, you know, pastel, whatever. I don't want to oversell the amount of cool plus-size clothes in my size. I've seen a huge change. It doesn't mean everything is to my taste, and it doesn't mean that everything is great quality, and it doesn't mean that there's always a lot of it. It means that it exists, and it's not a one-off. Like, oh my God, there's a 2X skirt in hot pink. What a shock. Which, I mean, was kind of the case before. It would be like, oh, wow, there's one skirt here that I could buy if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I don't, because I don't like the color or the cut. But there is one in my size, which is what it used to feel like when I looked at clothing. As opposed to now, I look and it's like, wow, there are multiple choices. Maybe I don't want any of them today, but they're not overpriced in my size. They're available. And I have the confidence that when I go back again, there will be a similar amount in similar sizes. It feels more like a normal thrift experience for somebody, right? Mm-hmm. Hit or miss, depending on what you're going to find, but that it's not always going to be dry. It's always going to be something that you can never find.
I think the reason why we are successful thrifters, and I think this is true of people who have their own YouTube channels, but I think the reason why we find really good stuff is just how much time we spend thinking about thrifting, how much time we spend, you know, every time we get together, it's like, okay, which ones are we going to? And it's plural. It's always plural, right? You know, we have set routes depending on where we... Like, if we're up by your mom's house, there's a set route mm-hmm. we have.
Yeah.
If you visit me, we have two different routes. There's one that goes to Madison, one that goes up to Oshkosh, right? So, just the... Yeah, I think, like everything, it takes persistence. And I think that's the key to all good thrifting, but I think that's something... That is also true of clothing, and that's something that I lack. I'm not diligent with clothing the way that I am with other things at the thrift.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a skill or it's a muscle that you have to, you know, strengthen or whatever. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I go back over a shelf
mm-hmm.
and look more than once, because you do an initial sweep and you miss stuff, right? You're focused on the stuff in the front, or you're focused on the biggest, and then there's someone singing outside. It's very loud. and you go back again, you're like, how did I miss that? So, I mean, that's sort of a hard learned lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
From thrifting and having somebody either grab something and you're like, damn, I didn't see that. Or you coming up and saying, oh, did you see this? And you're mm-hmm. like, no, I've been looking for 5 minutes. I didn't see that. And I think it's like that with clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It really, you have to put in the time. And it's, I don't know, it's not as fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I like that I can find clothing now, it doesn't give me that little jolt that I get when I'm like, ooh, look at this base, or, you know, look at this great piece of fabric that I'm never going to do anything with, but I get such joy out of buying.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, I don't get those dopamine pops when I'm at a regular retail outlet. I mean, I can't remember the last time I reached for an article of clothing and was, like, super excited about it. The closest, I ordered a pair of jeans. There was this website advertising these jeans that were supposedly the most comfortable things in the world. They are. I ordered it, and I was like, this is worth every penny of the $75 I paid, which is a super weird amount for me to pay for a pair of pants.
Wow,
super
yeah.
weird. I am absolutely getting my money's worth, so I did get a dopamine pop from that, but only... it was the delight of, like, wow, this is as good as I was hoping it was. I think one of the things that makes it really difficult, too, is the logistical issue you're talking about, which is, like, it's really different than looking at a bunch of mugs sitting on a shelf and just, like, sort of poking them out of the way of each other so you can see what's there. That is such a different experience than a clothing rack where things are packed too tightly on.
Yeah.
You're pushing the hangers and stuff's falling off the hangers and you feel bad, you pick them up, mm-hmm. but it doesn't fit, so you just throw them over the bar and it looks awful, and yeah, it is less fun. But yeah, I don't know. If my takeaway from this conversation is that I do need to be a little more committed to it if I want to get the thrift rewards.
Yeah. Like a year ago when I actually was looking for jeans at the thrift store, looking for jeans is because you're mining through years of style.
Mm-hmm.
Is there wide leg? Oh my God, what is happening with these pockets? Why are there rhinestones? Oh my God, what is this fade? Like, looking at, it's not just the size. There's so much going on with jeans. I'm like, I just want a normal pair of jeans. I want normal pockets. A little fading is fine, but nothing weird. I don't want them to be super skinny. I don't want them to be super wide. Like, I mean, by the time you look at all of that on a pair of jeans, you're like, oh God, that was exhausting. But then they're 90 cents because they're on sale. And you're like, dang, I just bought a pair of jeans for 90 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't buy any more jeans because I have too many. So that's why I'm saying it was like a year ago when I really did need jeans.
Yeah.
So no more.
Yeah.
And it's summer, so I'm not even thinking about jeans because it's too hot.
But yeah, I mean, there's always the chance that there is a great pair of jeans that are, like, I like a dark finish, and I like those sort of, like, stovepipe legs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With a nice cuff, like, classic. So, yeah, if I were to find a pair of those, which, you know, isn't beyond imagining.
Oh, no.
So yeah, again, it's about commitment and diligence. When I was thinking about talking about buying clothing and that kind of stuff, I always think of people who walk into thrift stores and like, oh, I just fashioned an entire outfit from 3 dozen belts that I bought. And like, I have such admiration for folks who are those people. And again, not costumey, but, you know, again, people who just have that sense of style.
I have never had and will never have that sense of style.
Yeah.
I can go in and find things that are perfectly workable and comfortable, and that's good enough for me.
Well, yeah, sometimes it feels a lot better to just surrender to that.
I have long ago surrendered to that.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. All right. That's our time.
Okay. So did someone say fashion? No. Somebody said late middle age, comfortable, not fashion.
So the answer to the title of this podcast is no.
No.
You can find us on social media. It's Instagram is I Love Thrifting. Which we now have a Threads account because, you know, that new Twitter thing, because I opened one up not realizing it would be connected to that. So we're also on Threads under the same name. So if you want to look us up, I think I just said, I don't know. It was probably about Lindsay Wagner, who I'm obsessed with. I think she's just the best.
You know, you can't delete your Threads account without deleting your Instagram. So you're now... I'm not kidding. You're committed. I mean, you don't have to post on it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's the Zuck and Musk war. that is absolutely fascinates me. You can find me on TikTok. That's Let's Go Thrifting 1970. And of course, we're on Facebook. Just look up ThriftyCast, which I'm guessing you've found us on Facebook if you're listening to this, probably. So, all right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Yep. Have a good day, night, morning, whatever.
Bye.
Bye.